Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome to Old School. This is Eastrick and still, Nate Breezy.
Ooh,
Nate Doggy Dog. Oh, yeah, that's a new one. See, I didn't drop the new one on
you. I kind of like that one.
It's kind of brisk outside, so I had to do Nate Breezy.
It is brisk outside.
Yeah, a little chilly willy outside, but Stricky is here, and we came off the block to touch on Old School just to sit around a little bit. We'll talk a little bit more football. We got Michigan, the number 3 rated team in the country, and the Huskers going out to the big house to try to make something happen. It's going to be a chilly one.
Yeah,
good
it is.
Lord. Nonetheless, I'm trying to figure out if I want to continue to enjoy Super Freaky Friday. We've got guests coming in today as well. Elena from Upside Bar and Lounge will be tapping in on us in about 25 minutes. Last time she brought some wonderful drinks, and I left out of here kind of tipsy Tina. So it was
that'd be nice. Hopefully
we'll see what she brings to the
Super Freaky Friday.
We'll see what she brings out the house today to Old School. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about the Michigan game against the Huskers, which they've got their work cut out for them. But the spread. Are you rolling
for Nebraska?
Who you like? Who you like on the
spread?
I'm
realistic. I'm a realistic Nebraska fan. I think that Michigan will win. That's a lot of points.
It's a lot of points.
I think that's too many points. But Strick,
especially with a running game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just I don't know if there's enough time for them, because I think Nebraska's defense has really stepped up lately, and I think even if they did it for a half, I think 40 points is a lot. Is it 40?
No, it's 31.
31.
Well, here's an interesting stat. You know I love my stats, Strick. So this is list of teams that were at plus 31 that have won. So that's not even covering the spread. That's won the game. Cincinnati defeated Louisville in 1991 as 31-point underdogs. These are all the away teams.
These are the teams,
these
away
are all
teams
the away
that
teams.
Came
so it's
in.
Happened four times.
Yeah.
1999, North Texas beat Texas Tech as 31-point underdogs. 2007, do you know what game I'm thinking of?
2007.
It was against Michigan.
Oh. It wasn't Notre Dame.
31-point underdogs. Do you remember?
I don't remember that.
Appalachian
anymore.
State.
That was Appalachian State.
2007.
That's
Appalachian
right.
State was 31-point underdogs and defeated Michigan in the Big House. And the most recent one, Strick, Casey Thompson knows this one very well. In 2021, last season, Kansas, 31-point underdogs, went into Texas and defeated the Longhorns. So in four times in history, a 31-point underdog has defeated the home team. Nebraska finds themselves as a 31-point home dog playing against the home team. So it has been done. It can be done. It was done last season, and Casey Thompson knows just about it. It'd be nice if he was on the other end of things, but he won't be playing. We'll dive into that, Strick, before I get to your three keys to success that we do every single Friday before the game. What do you expect to see from the quarterback position? Who's coming out first? I know you said Smothers, but I'm still hesitant to go there yet.
Well, again, for me, I just think that I think Smothers will probably get more reps in the game than I think.
See, I don't even know about that. I hope.
Now, I think Chuba has a couple of series. Similar to what I talked about on the last situation, he did really well on the first series, scripted series that he brought forth in the last game. But against Wisconsin. I mean, not Wisconsin, but against Minnesota. But for me, I just think this back and forth, it's seeming about who should be, and I personally think Smothers gives us the best chance. If you're running the ball, you have multiple, you just have so many more options.
You're more versatile.
And the success that they had against him last year with Adrian and the way that they were able to just do some seriously unique different things and run and options and passing and play action and just all of those different things that was able to give them some success in the tight end game. Just, I think that's a need. And I just don't think Purdy gives us that.
No.
I think he's not sure of himself. He's I don't know if he lacks confidence. To me, he couldn't even throw the deep ball. Yeah. He had Trey a couple of times deep. If he would have just threw it out there, he would have had
a touchdown.
That's supposed
to be why you.
That's supposed to be why you
there.
Go with him.
Right.
And so if you can't, even if you don't get that, to me, I think that just that leaves me better for Smothers. And the pass that Smothers threw to Washington was so on a dime that even with that, I'm like, go with that.
This is the one thing, and I was talking to Jay about this yesterday. And do you think that this lights a fire under Logan Smothers, or it's just more of, I need to get out of here, I'm frustrated? Because this is how I look at the Logan Smothers situation. He has done everything he has been asked to do. And we've talked about it. If Logan Smothers wanted to transfer for this upcoming season, he could go to a Group of Five school right now and be the starter.
Yeah.
He would walk in as the starter, and he decided to stick it out at Nebraska, and now we're in a situation where he has played better than the backup quarterback. We're all on the same page. I think Casey Thompson's the starter. We all knew that going into the season. A little bit of controversy as the backup was. Okay, let's see how it plays out in the field.
Yeah.
He has played better on the field
right
when he's been asked to, and he's done everything he's been asked to do. He's performed at a high level. You can look at the Iowa game last year. He put Nebraska in a position to win. That's all you can ask of a backup quarterback, and that's what he did. And I feel for the kid. I really do, because it just seems like it's one of those situations. It's like, what more can you do?
Yeah.
Well, like seriously, I don't know what else he can do.
Well, I think, too, with him – You know he wants to be here. Like you said, he could have popped out and jumped out at any point in time. So you know he wants to be here.
He obviously wants to be here.
I think he's having great.
He could have jumped.
I think he's having great conversations probably with Coach Mickey Joseph. And I think Mickey understands what he's trying to get Logan to grasp, and that's
practicing
hard, showing and proving, and he said that he's starting to elevate himself in that space.
Right.
So you're hearing that from the head guy. If, and I'm not saying this is the case, so please don't take, I'm just taking inference in this instance.
Right.
We know that Mark Whipple likes Purdy.
That's very good. It's his guy. We all know that.
We know
it's out in the open.
So here's my thinking. I don't think it's Mickey's guy, but I think it's that. And I think that if Mickey's retained, I don't think Whipple stays. I think he goes and finds his own offensive coordinator. I don't think Whipple stays. It could be health reasons. It could be, you know, family situations as well. But I don't think he stays. And with that, I don't think Mickey gives enough confidence to Purdy that Purdy stays.
Because now he gets a free transfer because he came in with Scott Frost.
So I think Smothers, if I'm Mickey and I know there's a potential of me but maybe landing the head job, I'm having conversations with Smothers. Hold on. Keep your peace. Stay in there. I have to navigate. You know, this is the confidence I would have to do on the outside because he's not going to get it from Coach Whipple.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, it's very clear that he hasn't because he was the better – and Corey and Lincoln brings this up, and I'll ask you how you feel about this trick. He says, if Whipple doesn't insist on playing Purdy last week, we beat Minnesota.
I think so.
I'd agree with that.
I think so. And so that's what I'm saying. I think it's troubled navigating waters for Mickey to try to kind of piece and work through all these different things that are going on.
Right.
And that's what makes it tough. That's why it's hard to try to even put a knock on him or because he's got a lot of stuff. You had to get rid of
one after another.
You know, the Shenander situation. Then now you've got an OC that. You can tell there's some friction
there.
There's
a little bit of tension. And your starting quarterback goes down. I mean,
it's a lot.
And a lot of people haven't mentioned this, too. I mean, we always talk about Anthony Grant, and he's phenomenal. Absolutely. You lost A.J. Allen for the entire season, too.
Yeah, you lost A.J.
Allen. I mean, he was such a good change of pace.
Now is trying to come back. Go ahead.
He was your change of pace guy. Yeah. Like, he helped give Anthony Grant some rest. I mean, it just keeps piling on and on and on and on, and it just seems like he can't catch a break. And I just – I look at this Logan Smothers situation, and I just I can't grasp it. Mm-hmm. I can't because I just – I'm with you guys. Like, we saw it against Iowa. We saw – I mean, you can look at the one series that he got against Illinois to end the first half was – again, it wasn't great. Don't get me wrong. It wasn't very good. You can make an argument that that was better than any series that Chuba had, and he had an entire half. I don't get it. I can't process it. I know Chuba's Whipple's guy, but at the end of the day, you got to do what's best for the team.
Yeah.
You got to do what's best for the kids.
Yeah.
And again, I don't want to be the backseat coach here and the guy that's on the radio saying this is what needs to happen. And I'm not in those rooms. I'm not a coach. I don't know the kids. I'm not going to act like I am. But from the outside, I think everyone's on the same page. Logan Smothers is a gamer.
Yeah.
I understand he probably isn't the greatest practice player. We've heard the coaches talk about that. But, Strick, you know this. What's most important?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up.
CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
How you perform on game day.
Yeah. Yeah.
How you perform on game day.
Period. Period.
And he's performed.
Period. Now they say he's a gamer. That is one of the things that's coming out of the camp. They're saying he's a gamer.
He's certainly a gamer, too. Texter's getting frustrated, too. He says, when you're the only Power 5 school that hasn't made a bowl game since 2016, there needs to be a purge, and as fans, we should want that. I don't know what's in store over the next few months, because there's going to be a lot of conversations, and there's a lot of important people that are going to be having those conversations, too. So it'll be interesting to see the quarterback situation, but let's dive into it, Strick, because, again, we got to take a break here soon. Elena from Upside Bar and Lounge is going to have us a Super Freaky Friday, too. So, again, I think everyone knows where we stand on this. We're pro Logan Smothers. I have been since the Iowa game last year. I was okay rolling into the season with him as the starter until Casey Thompson came to Nebraska and decided to commit to the Huskers, and then that became a different conversation. But mm-hmm. I've always been a fan of Logan Smothers. He's a good kid, too. So let's hear it. Three keys to success versus Michigan. Now, again, there is a way for Nebraska to win this game. You are going to have to be perfect. Simply put, like, let's not beat around the bush here. Mm-hmm. I think we're all on the same page. If Nebraska is going to beat Michigan, you have to be perfect. Mm-hmm. And you have to be better than perfect in three categories. What are they? Talk to me.
I think you're going to have to manage the time of possession. I think it has to be.
You can't have a game like Purdue.
Very equal to.
Michigan will crush you.
Or,
I agree.
Or win it. And that's going to require what Coach Mickey Joseph has been asking for, you to run the ball. You can't have six straight three and outs. You can't have four turnovers, interceptions, or fumbles. You can't have big penalties, because all of that's going to kill momentum. You have to be working down chain, not behind chains. Meaning, when I say down chains, you need to be third and fours, third and threes. You need to get
yourself up for
success. Need to set yourself up for the things that you can do well. If you're second and 15 consistently, and all that's going to put you in trouble, because you already have a struggling line. So that you need to be equal, close to, or win the time of possession battle. Two, you have to stop the run game. Michigan right now, they got
a Heisman candidate, for crying out loud.
Let's see, where are they at?
Also, Eric says, isn't Smothers like a year younger than you, Nate? Call him a good kid. Everyone that plays college football is a kid. I'm a firm believer in that. They're just kids.
So right now, let's see where they're at. Help me.
I believe Corum is now leading rusher in the country. I'm not positive on that. He's close to it.
Okay, so right now, if we look at Corum, he is averaging, well, he has 1,187 yards. He's 199 carries, 200 carries, 6 yard average, 16 TDs, and 1,187 yards. So him in itself, they have to slow. You're not going to stop it.
You're not.
You're not.
It's like it's the
Bend
same
it, don't
as
break.
Chase Brown and Ibrahim.
You're not going to stop.
It's the same scenario. And I think Nebraska, for what it's worth, had the right game plan against both of them. Mm-hmm. It started to collapse a little bit in the second half. But they had the right game plan.
Yes. And you were in both of those games. You just weren't able to offensively make the adjustment that they did against you.
Right.
That in myself, I say, goes to Whipple, and then some parts to Mickey, because right. Then Mickey needed to say, okay, right now they're looking at Chubba Purdy, they're looking at this, they're understanding they have really no deep ball, because he could not throw a deep. He had a couple of situations where they were, you know, if you lay it out there, you win right. Because
well,
he
it
had
makes
steps.
You think too. If Casey Thompson's in that game, we know he can deliver the
he
deep
can
ball,
deliver a deep.
So it that would be interesting, but. Different
yeah.
conversation.
So there's number two. Number three, you have to, I think, you have to score. If you have nine possessions, you have to, in some form, field goal or something, at least half of them. Meaning, the one thing that we don't do well is win the field position. You have to win the field position, shorten the field, and in those, you have to come away with a field goal or a touchdown. In five of, if you have,
so half of your possessions,
basically 9-10 possessions, you need to score on half of them of some form in order to be in this game. That's the way I look at it.
Corey in Lincoln says, I generally agree with you, Nate, but you're going to call this former Husker a kid on Veterans Day, no less, just busting job square. Yeah, that's Damian Jackson. Did you see he's now playing for Buffalo? Yeah, former Navy SEAL. So, yeah, in that sense, he is. I would say he's not a kid, but generally speaking, I do think that they're all kids. So, Strick, I like it. Time of possession, stopping the run, and then score on half of your possessions. Who are the guys to look out for in this one? Because I think generally it's the same guys, but I keep bringing this up. Someone, somewhere, again, I think Nebraska covers the spread. 31 is too many points. Someone, somewhere, if you're going to win this game, you got to make a big play. You have to make a big play.
You have to be creative in stretching the field. Meaning, when I say stretch it, I mean you have to stretch their front line. You have to make their front line have discipline in every aspect, meaning I would be running jet sweeps, many options, counters. I would be running, trying to get on the outside and get Grant into some open space, whether it be by screens, pitches, option, some way to be able to make that line stretch. And then I wouldn't be trying to go between tackles, between guards, and anything of that sort early. I would be trying to stretch them out and then open up some of those gaps in those lanes to give a little bit more space for later. That's what I would be trying to do in the run game, because that's what they're going to need to do on this team. Because otherwise, if you let them pin their ears back, it could be trouble. It was good that we got, you know, Bando back and we got, you know, some stability in the line play, but I'm still not secure and sold on how good our line can hold up.
Do you see a breakout player anywhere, maybe?
So in saying that, I would say you Grant has to have a solid game in some form or fashion. One, running backs, I think the tight ends would have to do well. Brewington, Vokolek, yeah. I think they would have to do well. Because when I say do well, I think they need to control the seams. If you control the seams, get them into the seams or get them, you know, kind of on the outs underneath a Trey Palmer, you know, on a fly with a 10-15 yard out, if you give them enough time, you know, to set back there, because they're going to probably try to zone. They're going to probably try to keep eyes, if just in case they have run pass or they have options with Smothers or somebody. They're going to want to keep eyes. They're not going to want to do a lot of man-to-man type of stuff. I think they'll do man-to-man if you get Purdy. I think they're going to go man-to-man and just say, hey, Purdy, you make a play. You got to make a throw. And so that's where it's going to be trouble for us. That's why I think it's trouble for us if we go Purdy. I think if they play zone, you can work a lot of things on a lot of pass patterns that can find the tight ends and guys up seams and stuff like that.
You can have a bunch of different looks, too, if you have a guy like Logan Smothers. I mean, there's so many different skill sets then on the field that you can utilize, because you do have that running aspect to it, which is so interesting. I will say this, and take this for what it's worth, but I've seen a lot of Nebraska fans saying, we've given up, this is going to be a blowout. Just keep in mind, Michigan made the playoff last year. You can make the argument Michigan was a better team last year. Nebraska was driving, not stuck at their end of the field. Nebraska was driving to, not tie, to win.
Multiple chances
game.
To do it, too.
Nebraska like was in a position to win the game. Right. Now, again, take this with a grain of salt, because I'm also saying I think Michigan wins this game. This is a game you can win. Nebraska was in a position last year, and I would not be surprised to see this year they're in a position too. Because this is just one of those games. It's just it can happen. And that's what I'd be saying too, Strick. I don't know if you would have like a coach speak, locker room talk, but mine would be like, look at what happened last year. You saw that team in the college football playoff, and you should have beat them. Should have, would have, could have. I'm with you guys. There's no participation trophies. But you were in a position, you could have won that game. You should have won that game.
Yeah.
I think it's what you got to be saying too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're there, you know, and you're the underdog. Nobody believes in you. You're 30 points that people to the worst. Go out there and compete. Just go and compete. Win whoever your battle is, the person in front of you, win the matchups on the receivers, win the matchups. If you get a one-on-one against a linebacker in the gap, you know, either break him down or break him down. You understand? Either knock him down or break him down. You know, whatever. Win your battles. And if you win your battles, you put yourself in tremendous position to win.
Position to win. Sandman says it best. Nebraska's got nothing to lose. They need to play like it. That is entirely correct. Nebraska has legitimately nothing to lose. And for what it's worth, Michigan has everything to lose. Michigan loses this game. I'll tell you right now, you're not going to the college football playoff. So you know what? I would love to play spoiler and say Michigan didn't go to the playoff because of Nebraska. How awesome would that be? Tear down the goalposts, bring them back to Lincoln. On that note, we got to take a quick break. Elena from Upside Bar and Lounge is going to be joining us next. Hopefully going to be getting some drinks, a little Super Freaky Friday. So make sure you stick with us. You're listening to Old School 93.7 The Ticket.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.